I sure am thankful for the rescuing power of the God that I serve. You know, even when things are going good in my life, it can take just a split second and things change. You can get a call early one morning that something tragic has happened in your family. Boy, ain't it nice to be able to call out on God. Amen. You can have different things happen, sicknesses, different things going on in your life. It sure is nice to know that we've got a God that we can call on, that hears and answers our prayers, and that is able to handle any situation that you're going through. Matter of fact, your situation is not a surprise to Him. That call may be a surprise to you. That sickness may be a surprise to you, but it's not a surprise to your Heavenly Father. Man, I'm glad that we've got somebody that we can go to that can rescue us in our times of trouble. He just wants us to call out on Him and trust Him is all that He wants us to do. If you will, take your Bibles this morning. I can't tell you where to turn to because we're going to be all over the Bible this morning. So, matter of fact, just hold your Bible in your hand, and Jackson's going to help us with our scripture this morning. We're going to be going to several different places, and if he gets all messed up, then we're going to throw Jackson out on his head because his mom couldn't be here this morning. So y'all pray for Jackson, pray for me, that we'll have this kind of line going right here and we'll be together with our scripture this morning. I again want to welcome you and just tell you thank you for being here this morning. There's some people here, I was debating whether to say anything or not, but there's some people here this morning who have been really special in my life, really special in my Christian life, and I'm not going to call their names, they know who they are, but it is so good to have you with us this morning. And again, let's just make ourselves at home and worship the Lord and listen for His still small voice. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer this morning. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for all that You do for us this morning. God, we want to thank You and we want to praise You for Your presence that we feel here. God, I just want to thank You for this opportunity that we have to be together as a church family, to get into Your word and allow You to speak to us. And God, I pray for the next few minutes, God, that we'll yield to Your Holy Spirit, God, that we'll be obedient, that we'll allow Him to have free reign in our hearts and our lives. God, clear our minds, help us to focus only on You, God. And I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, I pray that today will be the day that they come to know You as their personal Savior. If there's some Christian here this morning that maybe we've turned to the right or to the left, God, God, I pray that You'll help us to get our relationship back right with You, God. Help us to leave here closer than we were when we came. God, may we glorify You, may we worship You, and God, may we point others to the cross of Christ. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This week, I've been thinking a whole lot about what to preach, and as I do every week, and trying to read a little bit and ask God. And this morning, I couldn't get away from the Super Bowl. Something that's going to happen here in just a little while, and some of you are already thinking about, hey, what kind of Super Bowl party are we going to have, what are we going to eat, what are we going to do, yada, yada, yada. I could care less about the football game, but the snacks is what I'm looking forward to. I haven't watched an NFL game at all this year. If it wasn't on TV or if Silas wasn't telling me what was taking place, I wouldn't even know who's playing the Super Bowl today. But man, I already know there's going to be some chicken wing dip made here in a little bit that I'm going to take part in, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to win today whether anybody else does or not. And so this week, as I've been thinking about that, and especially last night as I began to get in and get real sincere, you know, through the week, I hardly ever get the message through the week. It's usually on Friday, Saturday night, Sunday morning before I really am feeling confident in what God wants me to preach. And as I was really studying last night and thinking about it, and Autumn says sometimes I do my studying asleep, so I guess my Bible comes in all through osmosis because I do go to sleep a lot while I'm studying. But as I was thinking about what to preach on this morning, I couldn't get away from what would I tell a football team in a pregame speech today before the Super Bowl. Now, I get to coach a little bit of Little League and girls softball and a little bit of basketball from time to time, and I love coaching. But sometimes the message that you want to relay to your team right before a big game, and in my opinion, every game is a big game. I never intend to lose. I never intend not to give 100%. So every game is a big game in my perspective. Matter of fact, I believe that AAU and travel sports have actually diminished our desire to win because once you get done with a game, you look at your girls, your boys, whoever you're coaching, and you say, don't worry about that one. Let that one go. Let's play another one. Who cares? Let's take care of business right here first. So as I was thinking about that this morning, I was thinking about what would I tell an NFL team today if I was going to stand before them an hour before one of the biggest games of their life, what would I tell them? So this morning, I'm going to share with you what I would tell them as a coach, what I would give them as an NFL coach. I'll never be there. Somebody asked me last night, Addie may have asked me, why didn't I play ball in school? Why didn't I play school sports in high school? I said, because they looked at me and said, when you grow, come back. It's pretty much what they told me. So I know that I'll never be in that position, but you know what? I've got about 175, maybe 200 people looking at me this morning letting me talk to them. So y'all are going to get my pregame speech today. So here you go. Let's start with this. First of all, I want to tell you, my NFL team, congratulations. You have positioned yourselves to be the next Super Bowl champions. You have worked hard. You have gave your effort. You have went game in and game out. And now you have reached the opportunity. You have positioned yourself to be the next Super Bowl champions. Everything before today, every win, every loss, every success, every failure, every drop pass, every caught pass, every yard run, nothing makes any difference whatsoever besides today. Everything before and after today means nothing until we handle the business that is at hand today. Yesterday does not matter. Tomorrow does not matter. The only thing that's going to matter is what you do with your life in the next hour. What you do with your life during this next game. That is the only thing that's going to matter, guys. So let yesterday go, and let's focus on what's happening right now. So as I was thinking about that, God said, well, why in the world would you not tell your church the very same thing? Why in the world would you not tell the congregation the very same thing? Congratulations. You have positioned yourself to be in the presence of a holy and a righteous God this morning. You have positioned yourself in a place that you can see His power, that you can feel His power, that you can see His presence and feel His presence, that you're going to be able to hear His voice here in this sanctuary this morning. You are in a place. Do not take for granted. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. Don't worry about what happened last night. Don't worry about what's going to take place tomorrow. You are positioned right now to be in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. You are in a place right now to feel His Spirit and to hear His voice. Congratulations, you have made it to where we need to be this morning. Psalms chapter number 122, verse number 1, David wrote, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you glad to be in God's house this morning? You know what? There's some guys that's happy that they're going to be in a locker room here in a little while to go out there and butt heads for about an hour and a half or 2 hours and try to bring home a Super Bowl championship. But I want to tell you something this morning. What we're here for this morning is way more important than any Super Bowl that's ever be played. We're here to worship and give honor and glory to a holy and a righteous God that loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us. You have positioned yourself in a place this morning to worship and give honor and glory to God. Don't take it for granted. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's focus on right now. Congratulations, you are here. Psalms chapter number 63. Verse number 1 through 4, the Bible says, O God, Thou art my rock. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Listen to this. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Man, how many times have we seen the power and the glory of God in His sanctuary? How many times has He spoke to our hearts? Hey, I know that I've told y'all that sometimes I feel His presence in my car. Sometimes I feel His presence in my office. But there's nothing like feeling the presence of God with other believers in one mind and one accord with like minds that we are worshiping and serving God. There's nothing like feeling the power of God in His sanctuary. Listen to this. Verse number 3, because Thy loving kindness is better than life. Listen to what David said. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life. It's better than Super Bowls. It's better than championships. It's better than anything. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. Don't take this opportunity for granted. You are positioned in a place where God wants you this morning. Worship Him and give Him honor. Congratulations. Listen, I know that worshiping God is something that's tough. And you say, oh, no, preacher, it's not tough. I'm worshiping God in my heart. You know what? I think sometimes we need to let what's going on in our heart come out just a little bit. We need to let what's going on in our heart be expressed a little bit, because I want to tell you something. Your worship, not only does it give God honor and give God glory, but it rubs off on me a little bit. Because when I see you lift your hand and praise God, I begin to think, and I know some of the things that's happened in your life, and I know some of the trials that you've had, some of the burdens that's been there. And when I see you worship and honor God, I say, man, they're still in it. And it gives me encouragement. It rubs off on me. It's very contagious. But I know that it's hard. Let me give you an example of how hard I know that it is to worship God and to have an outward expression of worship. I go back here in my office almost every Sunday morning, and I get my Bible out, and I go back through my notes, and I go back over my message, and I actually preach the message about 14 times in about 10 minutes while I'm sitting back here in my office. And while I do this, I usually put earphones in, and I'm listening to some gospel music. I'm having my own little pep rally back there. And while I do this, I usually end up closing my Bible, and at the end of my time that I'm studying and reading, I have prayer with God, just me and God. Now look, I usually close my eyes, I usually turn my back to the door, whatever. Now I don't normally pray like this out in public, and this is not, I want you to know what I'm using me for an example, because I'm telling you to worship, or asking you to open your heart to worship, and I want you to know that I understand how hard it is. I was back in my office a couple of Sundays ago. It was actually the Sunday that the youth went to the Ninja Warrior thing because Silas come to ask me a question. And while I pray back there in my office, I usually have my eyes closed. I still have my earphones in so I don't hear any outside disturbances. And I usually stand there with my hands lifted toward heaven and I pray to God and ask him for his blessings on me and the service and the choir and everything that's going on. And I'm very comfortable doing that back there in my office. But that particular Sunday, Silas needed to come to me and ask me a question about going to the Ninja Warrior thing with the youth group. And when I opened my eyes, Silas was standing there in the door looking at me with his eyes about this big around, like, what is my daddy doing? And I was mad. I felt like he had intruded on my privacy. Wasn't his fault whatsoever. I should have locked the door if I didn't want nobody in there. But I was mad. Because you know why I was mad? Because I was embarrassed. And I was embarrassed that my son walked into a room with me standing there with my hands lifted up toward heaven, praying to an almighty God, asking him for his blessings, trying to worship through prayer. I know how hard it is. But you know what? I go out to a ball game. I ain't never done this. I want to sometime. I want a ref to make a really bad call or an umpire, and I want to go around the bases and pick up the bases and throw them. You know, I just want to do that sometime. And I may have to do it just to satisfy me. So if y'all ever see it, y'all know that, hey, our preacher, just he had a desire to do that. He had to do it one time. I wouldn't care a bit for my son to see me not throw a fit, but to come unglued a little bit on a baseball field. I wouldn't care. A couple of weeks ago, he had a bad call in a basketball game, and a referee made a bad call, and I stood up and said, that was terrible. That's not exactly what I said, but it was something close to that. I didn't use any foul language, but I said, I don't care if you know, that was bullcrap. That's exactly what I said. It was a bad call. I don't care if my son hears me say that. But I was embarrassed that he saw me raising my hands to a holy and a righteous God, worshiping him in prayer. Where are we at? I mean, we're taking this thing for granted, the position that God's given us. We should be congratulating ourselves that we are in the presence of a holy and a righteous God who is moving and working in our lives. Don't worry about the person beside you, behind you, in front of you. Don't worry about any of that. You give God the honor and the glory that he deserves, consciously focusing on this moment, this time, and giving God his honor and his glory. The next thing that I would tell my football team, guys, today is special. You may never get this opportunity again. You have worked to get to the place that you are today, so now that this opportunity is here, we may never, ever get this opportunity again. Don't take it for granted. Hold nothing back. Leave here with no regrets. I tell my daughter all the time, both of my daughters, actually, Addie was playing basketball yesterday. She got put into the game, and she was out there, and she's had a little confidence problem here recently with her basketball. It's tough being small. My daughter's a little bit short in stature, and that's tough, and she's had a little bit of a confidence problem. Whoever posted the thing about be careful what you say in a pastor's home because it may come out in the pulpit, I don't ever do that. I don't know why y'all would say that to me. But my daughter was struggling a little bit with her confidence in her basketball. So yesterday, while she was on the court, I said, leave it all on the court. Give 100%. Don't have any regrets. Give it everything. And I just kept saying that. Active hands. Give it everything. Don't leave here without having any regrets. That's what I would tell my football team today if I was standing before them. Guys, give everything you got for the entirety of the game. Don't take not one play off. Don't relax not one bit. But I want you to give everything you've got. Give 100%. You may not ever be in this position again. You may not ever have this opportunity again. Don't have any regrets when you leave this field today. Well, church, I want to tell you that today is special. This moment is so special, and we take it for granted every single Sunday. We just take it for granted that we're going to be back Wednesday night, that we're going to be back next Sunday, and there is nothing that guarantees any of that. Today is so special. This moment is so special. I have no idea what tomorrow holds. James chapter number 4 and verse number 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Hey, how many times have you left church on Sunday and got a bad phone call through the week? I can remember a time especially, there was a deacon that I served with at Pine Ridge Baptist Church, and I can remember on a Wednesday night going to him and hugging him around the neck and saying, Bobby, I appreciate you. You have been a great inspiration to me and a good leader. Don't know why I told him that on that Wednesday night, but I believe it was Friday. We got a phone call. Terrible accident happened on the job. I never saw Bobby alive again. We don't know what tomorrow holds. This moment is so special. This day is so special, and we do not need to take it for granted. And when we leave here today, we need to know that we didn't hold anything back, that we gave everything that we had while we were in the worship service for God. We need to leave here with no regrets. Don't take this opportunity and this service for granted. You don't know what tomorrow holds. The breath that you just had was yours. The next one belongs to God. Today is so special, we may not ever get this opportunity again. Continuing on, I would look at my football team. I'm trying to hurry. Continuing on, I would say, you have the opportunity to change your life here today. You have the opportunity to change who you are. You could leave here as the quarterback with the most rings ever, or you could leave here being the team that beat Tom Brady. That seems to be the kind of the gist of the game today. Are you going to be the greatest quarterback in history? Can't stand him. Going to be the best quarterback in history? Or are you going to be the team that beat Tom Brady? Which way are you going to be? Guys, you have the opportunity to change who you are today, to change your life. The way that you walk off of this field here in just a little while is going to go down in history. Well, can I tell you, today is a church. Today is people in the sanctuary who have positioned themselves in a place to hear God's voice and to see God's power. As people who have realized how special that today is, that we have the opportunity today to see someone's eternity change, to change our relationship with God. Listen to this, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you're here today and you're lost, I want to tell you something. You have the opportunity to change your eternity today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go home and fix anything. You don't have to go. The only thing you have to do is realize that you're lost. Realize that you need forgiveness of your sin, that Jesus Christ died for you, and come and ask him to forgive you of your sins. And your eternity is changed just like that. Just like that. Hey, these guys are going to go out here and they're going to battle and sweat and bleed and cramp up and do everything in the world trying to win this football game after a while to change their life, to change the scope of their life, who they are. Are they winners? Are they losers? Are they the best champion ever? Are they the team that beat? They're going to do all of that trying to change who they are. But I want to tell you something, that at the age of 7, when I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and forgive me of my sins, I went from a sinner that was bound for hell, that was hopeless, and that had no way in the world that I could get into heaven. I went from that to being a child of the King, to being redeemed, to being forgiven, to having my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I am somebody headed somewhere this morning. You have that opportunity this morning. Let's not take that opportunity and do nothing with it. What else would I say to my football team? I'm almost done. You will give an account for your performance today. I think I'd rather preach to my football team than give them a pregame anyway. You will give an account for your performance today. As these big old guys look at you and they say, well, how in the world are we going to give an account? We're pro football players. Well, first of all, you're going to give an account to yourself. You're going to give an account to the public, to your fans, to the media, to your coach, and to your team ownership. Now listen, guys. You knew that we had the potential to get to this place. You knew that the Super Bowl was our goal. Now, have you taken the steps to be prepared for today's game? It's been 2 weeks since you've played. There's film out there on Tom Brady. There's film out there on have you watched the film? Have you done what you're supposed to do? I hope that you have given it all. Because it's kind of like this. I asked one of my kids one time, I can't remember which one it was, but I asked them, I said, did you give 100% today? And they said, yes, I gave 100%. I said, so you gave 100% while you were on the field today? Absolutely, I sure did. I said, well, let me ask you something. So this week you done your drills. This week you done your exercises. This week you done everything that you could to get ready for the game. Oh, no, I didn't do that. Well, then you didn't give 100%. You didn't prepare. You didn't do the prep work for game day. You didn't do everything that you could to be ready. You may have gave 100% while you were on the field, but you didn't give 100% preparation to be able to get to the field. So, guys, I hope you have done your work. I hope you're ready to go play this football game because you know what was coming. I hope that you're prepared for this. Go leave it all on the field. Now, this morning, I want to tell you something as a church, that we're going to give an account for the decisions that we make here this morning, that we're going to give an account for the decisions that we make through our daily lives with our walk with Christ or our lack of a walk with Christ. You're going to give an account to yourself, and you're going to give an account to your Creator. Revelation chapter number 20. We're going to read verses 11 through 14. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Verse 14, listen to this. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. I want to tell you that one day that we're all going to stand before God, that we're going to be in a place. Look, this is the great white throne judgment. Christian people are not going to be at this judgment. Christian people, we're not going to be judged at the great white throne, but we are going to face the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. For we must all appear for the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. You're going to give an account for decisions you make here today. Are you prepared for this judgment? If you're here and you're lost, look, you don't need to worry about anything in the world except for coming to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But this morning, if you're here and you're saved, we shouldn't be sitting back like, well, I've done that, so I'm in the clear. Everything's going to be all right. No, because you're just like my kids telling me that they gave 100% on the field when they didn't do everything they could to prepare for game day. Because one day I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to give an account what I've done with my life as a Christian. You know, I'm afraid so many times that we get saved and we sit back and we say, God, I'm saved and everything's wonderful in my life and my kids are doing good and my husband is okay and my wife, she's doing okay. And God, I'm going to sit right here. God, just give me your blessings. I'm such a good Christian. I believe that we do that sometimes as Christian people. Instead of getting out here and using our life to give God glory and point others to the cross of Christ. We don't do everything that we can to have that relationship with God. And even so, I know we don't like to think about this, but there are actually people who have been saved by the grace of God who are out here living in the world, and they are taking advantage of the grace that God give them. They are abusing the grace that God give them, and that's not where God wants us to live. Why in the world will we not prepare? Because one day, every single one of us, it is appointed unto men wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Every single person here is going to stand in judgment of God, whether you're saved or whether you're lost. I hope that you're prepared for that. I hope that we're ready for the judgment. Guys, you're going to play a football game. I hope you're prepared to play the football game. Lastly, you will remember this day forever. You will remember this day forever. Guys, each and every one of you are going to know your effort. Hannah, if you will, come on, get us an invitational hymn. Guys, every one of you are going to know what kind of effort you gave today. You're going to know your successes. You're going to know your failures. You're going to know your mistakes. You're going to know where you messed up. You're going to know the blocks that you missed, the tackles that you should have had. You're going to know that one interception that you hit. But didn't catch. You're going to know the fumble that you made. Guys, every single one of you are going to know those mistakes and you're going to remember them forever. Win or lose, you're going to remember your performance. Can I tell you, as Christian people, as lost people here this morning, that the decisions that we make today, at this time that we have been positioned in God's presence to hear God's voice, to feel God's power, at this time that we have come and we should not take for granted, at this time that we're going to give an account for decisions that we've been made, that you will forever remember the decisions that you make. Well, I don't know about that, preacher. We don't even remember what you preached last week. I don't know about that. We can't remember what songs the choir sung last week. I don't know that I'm going to remember this forever. Well, let me tell you something. If you're here and you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, there's going to be a day that you stand before God and God finds your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and He says, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. And I promise you, you're going to remember how good God's salvation is in your life. You're going to remember it being God being everything to you. You're going to remember little church services that you had. And while you're standing there in the presence of God, whether we ever do on this earth or not, we're going to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise that He deserves. We're going to worship Him. We're going to lift up our hands. We're going to lift up our voices. And we're going to pray. But you know what's wonderful about that? There's a whole lot of things in my walk, in my physical life, that God's not going to remember that day. There's going to be a whole lot of things that has been covered by the blood that God's not going to hold me accountable for, and I'm so thankful for that. But listen to me. If you're here and you're lost this morning, let me give you an example out of God's Word about remembrance. Luke chapter number 16, we find the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The Bible tells us that the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. We also find out that the beggar died and he was carried into Abraham's bosom. And you know, there was a day that the rich man was calling out and he said, Father Abraham, please send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. Just a drop of water. And as Abraham began to give the response unto the rich man, he said, remember. This morning, there are people in hell. This is not pretty, not what we like to think about. But there are people in hell who are remembering opportunities that they had to get saved, and they said no. There are people in hell this morning that are remembering when somebody loved them enough to come knock at their door and tell them about the love of Christ. They're remembering invitations that they set through, and God was speaking to their heart, and they said, no, God, I'm not coming to know you. No, God, I'm not ready to surrender. They're remembering that. This morning, just as the guys who go play this game here in just a little while, they're going to remember this day for the rest of their life. Here in just a minute, we're going to make a decision. You're going to make a decision, and especially if you're here and you're lost, you're getting ready to make a decision of whether you're going to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior or not, and you will never forget this day that God spoke to your heart. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute, I know today's message has been a little different, been a little awkward, whatever, yeah, that's just the way I am. But I also believe that God has used this to speak to my heart, and I hope to speak to yours, to take something that maybe we could only dream about understanding and trying to give us understanding about His Word. But as we're sitting here this morning, I want to ask you, did you take today for granted? Did you take the opportunity that you had to worship God, being positioned in His sanctuary, in His power, in His presence, did you take it for granted, or did you give everything you had? Did you worship God with your whole being? Did you worship Him with your whole heart? Did you do everything that God asked you to do? Can't say that I did. Or are we here this morning and maybe you're here and you say, preacher, I know that I'm saved. I know without a doubt in my mind that God has forgiven me from my sins, but I'm not walking where I should walk. I'm not living where I should live. My relationship is not right with God. Preacher, I want you to just pray for me. I don't know that I'm coming to the altar, but I realize where I'm at and I want some help. Preacher, would you just pray for me? Would you just lift up your hand and let me pray for you? I see your hand, you put it right back down. See your hand, you put it right back down. Hands all over the church. See your hand, you put it right back down. I know I'm saved, but just not right where I'm supposed to be. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, "Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know that I've ever accepted Jesus Christ. I don't know that I've ever asked him to forgive me of my sins. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to remember today as the day that I said no. I want that in my life today." Preacher, would you pray for me that as we have an invitation, that I'll have the strength, the courage, the faith to come and accept Jesus Christ? I know that I'm lost. Will you pray for me? Would you just slip up your hand? I won't do anything but pray for you. Just slip it up right back down. I see your hand. You put it right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I see your hand. You put it right back down. Preacher, I know that I'm lost. I don't want to remember today is the day I said no. Would you pray for me? God, I want to thank you for this opportunity that we have to be in your house. God, I know that I have taken portions of it for granted. God, that I took your power for granted. God, I ask you to forgive me. God, I pray as we stand here in just a moment and as Hannah sings, maybe we as Christians, we found ourselves that we took today for granted, that we didn't worship you the way that we should. God, I pray that you'll give us the strength to come to the altar, to get things right between us and you and ask for strength to worship. God, I pray most of all for the ones that raised their hands today that said they were lost. God, I don't want them to remember the day. Today is the day that they said no. God, give them strength, give them courage, give them faith to step out and accept you. God, I pray for Christians maybe who have turned to the right or to the left. God, I pray that we may come to you. God, you told us if we'll confess our sins that you'll be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, give us strength. In Jesus' name, amen. As you stand to your feet this morning, as Hannah sings, don't take this opportunity for granted.
Just as you are.
This altar's open. Come and do business with God. If you need to come and ask God to give you strength to worship, if you need to come and ask God to help you to walk the walk that you need to walk, if you need to come and ask God for salvation, come on, this altar's open. There's no better place than right here to get things right between you and God.
Come and live forever. Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see. Come receive. Come and live forever, life everlasting, strength for today. Taste the living water and never thirst again. Just as you are, hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see, come receive, come and live forever. Just as you are, hear the Spirit call.
In just a minute. In just a minute, we're going to dismiss service. In just a minute, you're going to walk out those doors. Are you willing to take a chance that you said no to God today? Your life is but a vapor. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Are you willing to take that chance? Some people did. Some people are in hell this morning. Don't take that chance with your eternity. Come and accept Jesus Christ.
Taste the living water and never thirst again. Come just as you are. The Spirit call. Come to
Amen. Thank you for your attendance, for your attention this morning. As always, if you're around the altar here and you're praying when we start to close service, you stay till you get done talking to God. Thank you for being here this morning. I trust and I hope that you've made everything right with God. But listen, if you're here this morning and you couldn't move, you know that you're lost, you know that you want me to pray for you or with you in any aspect of your life, I'm going to be back here at the back door shaking hands. Don't leave here lost. While God's speaking to you, grab me on the way out the back door and say, "Preacher, would you go pray with me? I need to be saved." I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you do it where you're sitting at right now. If you bow your head and ask Jesus Christ to come to your life, it's not important that you come to the front. It's not important that you're baptized. It's not important that we all stand up here and clap for you. What's important is that you know without a doubt that you've accepted Jesus Christ before you leave here today. Mark, will you dismiss us in word of prayer, please?